Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk To Podcast, hosted by author Charnell Williams. Are you ready to spend some time with Charnell and her special guest? Join our live conversation every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, here's your host, Charnell Williams.
Good evening. How y'all doing this evening? I said, how y'all doing this evening? Thank you for tuning in to the Author Charnell Williams Show. If you can hear me, let me know on Facebook because I see a couple of my friends. Hi, friends. A couple of my friends on. So just to tell you a little bit about myself, but wait, if you can't hear me loud and clearly, please inbox me or text me and let me know how I sound. You know, I always like to check my sound. Okay, thank you for tuning in to the Author Charnell Williams Show. As y'all know, my name is Charnell, and I'm born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. I'm a publisher. I'm an author. As y'all see, I'm a radio host of Let's Talk Too. And plus, this year will be my sixth annual, yes, y'all heard me, sixth annual Women's Empowerment will take place in a Poconos at Carla Harvey, May the 13th. Yes, I know, next weekend. Not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. That's crazy, right? And just imagine, and for those speakers, I want to thank everybody for supporting me, first of all. But just imagine for all the speakers that's coming back for round two or round three. You know, and I'm just thankful that I have, you know, that support system that when I give an event, you know, people be willing to come and willing, you know, and then it all boils down to how you treat people. You understand what I'm saying? If you treat people good, you treat people how you want to be treated, they ain't going to have no problem coming on your radio show, you know, promoting if you got a brand. Like, I write books. You understand what I'm saying? They ain't going to have a problem doing that, but you have to treat people the way you want to be treated. And that's all I got to say. But just let me know, it's closed. No more vendors, no more speakers, no more nobody, no guests. It's closed, y'all. Y'all should have bought y'all tickets already if y'all didn't have it. It's always next year. But I don't know where next year going to be at because I'm planning now for next year. Women's Empowerment will be my seventh. But we have a special guest today, which I say all of my guests are special. So we have a special guest today. She's going to come on. She's going to tell y'all a little bit about herself, a little bit about what she do. And guess what, y'all? She's going to be a vendor. Matter of fact, she's going to be part of, I ain't even going to say, she's going to be part of Women's Empowerment. Y'all want to listen. For those who not, because someone just told me that they can't, it's static yet. Oh, her phone's static. And I was about to say, I know my phone ain't static. So she's going to go out and come back in, one of my own, not the guests, one of my own listeners. But, okay, thank you for sharing that with me. Thank you. But let's come on and bring our guests on. Let's bring the guests on so we can start chit-chatting. 1 second, y'all. Hello.
Hi,
and I ain't want to pronounce your name wrong. Is it Melanie? How you pronounce your name?
And my name is Melanie.
Melanie. Okay, because a lot of people, I don't know, this is your first time on my show, and you probably ain't never listened to my show. I'm bad with names.
It is.
So that's why I always say the name of the person because it might be wrong. So that's why I have my guests come on and let them say their names because I know it'll be correctly. So thank you for being a guest on Let's Talk To. I'm very excited to talk. Are you excited?
I am. And thank you for the opportunity. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it to be able to come on the show and talk a little bit about myself.
Yes. So now we're going to start with that. Just tell the people your name and a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Melanie Van Ommeren is my last name. I know it's a little bit difficult to pronounce. It's actually a Dutch name. I am, a humble mom of two. I am married to a wonderful husband, and I have a wonderful business, which I love doing. And that is the business's name is It's Different Decor.
Wait, that's the name of the business, Different Because?
Yes.
Okay, we're about to jump into that business because that's a name I never heard before. And I want to know, we want to know, right, listeners? We want to know what type of business you're talking about and where did the name come from?
Well, the business is a decor business. I do custom-made items. Basically, I focus on custom-made. I started this business with me being very creative, and I wanted to create different items because I just think that everybody is unique in their own way. I like to give stuff a different touch, to personalize stuff, to focus on details, because everybody is unique in their own beautiful way, and I like to get people's personality out as for who they are, you know? So that's why I came up with the name It's Different. And like I said, I'm focusing on personalized items, but not only that. I decorate at events. So whether it's a wedding or it's a birthday, a baby shower or an anniversary, or just because event, you know, I'm able to decorate your event, make it memorable, get your personality out, and, you know, be able to have your guests talking about the event, like, long after, and make it special, you know, because every event is worth celebrating, and it has to be special. I like to, besides decorating on events, I like to make personalized items, like I said. So with that being said, making cake toppers, personalize it with any theme, color.
You said cake?
Cake toppers. Like, toppers for like if it's a wedding cake or a birthday cake or a graduation or for any type of event, you know, I like to make personalized cake toppers and party favors, giveaways, you name it, like personalized banners, custom made signage. Everything custom made for a party or a wedding, a baby shower. I do that as well. Yeah. So that's a little bit about what I do and how I came up with the name.
Yeah, how? But let me ask you this question. Okay, someone just asked me on Facebook your location.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not correctly, you're in the Poconos, right?
I am located in Toby Hanna, so that's in Mount Pocono, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So you do a lot, and you customize, you personalize every detail somebody wants. So when you the banner, because I love banners, so if somebody come up to you and wants you to personalize their banners, you can do it with no problem. Wow.
No problem.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Love, you know, personalizing stuff and make stuff like that suits everybody's character and,
right,
you know, their team, well, whatever color they have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you can't find custom-made stuff, you know, usually in the store. So
mm-hmm.
I love to focus on that.
Oh, that's nice. So how long have you been in business doing that?
Yeah, I started since 2014. So that's been quite some years,
mm-hmm.
I think. If I'm not mistaken, it is 9 years already.
Wow.
Yeah, but most of my youth, you know, I loved, creating of the house, decorating people's house, advising them with color. So that's when I decided, you know, to share my talent, my creativity with other people, and I decided, you know, to start up the business. So I started actually 9 years ago.
Oh, that was great, because a lot of people like don't know where to start. Everybody's got an idea. Everybody, you know, wants
exactly.
to start a business. But some people don't know where to start. Have you always loved designing? Because I'm calling decorating designer. Have you always loved that?
Yeah.
And if not, what made you into that?
I like I said, I always loved, you know, giving things a personal touch. I was always fascinated with that. And so I have always been creative with, you know, little things that you have. Like some people think that, you know, you have to have a lot of stuff to make something out of, you know, that you like to have. You have to have a lot of stuff to make something. But you can have as little as you have and make it different, you know, give it a twist.
Right.
Make it stand out.
That touch.
So,
that touch.
Extra touch. And it looks, you know, unique and different.
Yeah, unique. So, I used to try to do that. I can't do that for nothing in the world. And I know a lot of people, you know, I stay in my lane because everything is not for everybody. You understand
that
what I'm
true.
Saying? Everything is not for everybody. I tried to do so much stuff, but it gave me a headache, and I was like, no, that's not for me. Move on.
That is absolutely. That is absolutely true. You know, some people, yeah, as they see, as I make stuff, they wondering, like, how did you do that? But, I mean, it's like a painter, like an artist. You just have the creativity and it flows. It just flows. It comes natural if you have that talent, you know. So it's that's why I like to get inspired. When I have a customer, I like to talk with them, have an idea how they are, what their personality, their character is, so I can, you know, get that feeling, that touch, their character back to in every, like, event or you know, whatever item they have to personalize, so I can bring that out, you know. So it takes, you know, quite some talent, you know, to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you're doing all that with hand work. So, it's time consuming too.
It is. Like you said, you know, it's not for everybody. You have to have a lot of patience. and you really have to love it. Actually, you know, I really love it. And I can spend hours, you know, creating stuff. And not be, you know, fuss about it or anything, because you just, you know, do what you love.
Right. That's what you're supposed to do now. Do what you love.
Absolutely.
Because if you do something and you don't love it, that's just like for people who have 9-to-5 jobs. If you're going
Absolutely.
To work and you hate your job, you don't care if you're late, if you call out, but if you love what you do – you're going to beat it. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. Absolutely. And it never feels like work, you know, because it's something that you do with all of your love. You put in all of your creativity in it, and it just doesn't feel like work.
Right, because you love what you do. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's good. Exactly. You know, and that's what I try to tell everybody, you know, because everybody mm-hmm. got talent. You know, everybody. Uh-huh. God gave everybody a gift, and everybody has a uh-huh. gift, like my gift now that I did. And sometimes you don't even know your gift until you get older. Like I just found out I love writing, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never used to read a book. But then after my son passed away, I just started writing, and I just continue
mm-hmm.
on writing. Then I continue
mm-hmm.
on helping people, you know, publish their
mm-hmm.
books. You know, so now mm-hmm. I know my purpose. My purpose is to help people get their story out. And that's why I have my mm-hmm. Women's Empowerment, because people want to come and tell their story. I have my publishing company.
Mm-hmm.
People want to write their story, plus my radio
mm-hmm.
show for you to come on and tell your story. You know, so
absolutely.
All three of my platforms is just to help people. So you
mm-hmm.
helping people by designing and giving them that special touch that they can't do themselves. That's why they come to you and ask you for your help and your service.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
and y'all don't know, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in today, but she's going to be at the Women's Empowerment, 6th Annual Women's Empowerment. If y'all want to meet her,
mm-hmm.
I hope y'all got y'all tickets. I hope y'all register. I just hope. So the
yes.
Women's Empowerment, let's talk about that because
mm-hmm.
you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
What,
yes.
Is this your first Women's Empowerment that you attend?
Yes, it is. It is.
Oh, okay.
And I'm
oh,
so
thank
excited.
You.
So excited.
Me
Not
too.
Big.
Me too.
Yeah.
So what's the most, and I ask all my guests, I don't know if you've been listening
mm-hmm.
to my show, but last month I had all my speakers on
mm-hmm.
that's going to be at the Women's Empowerment, and we just been on,
mm-hmm.
I've been asking, talking to them, and I ask everyone,
mm-hmm.
like, what do you expect out of Yana 23?
I expect it to be very, you know, yeah, that I can learn, that I can get actually empowered, inspired by
mm-hmm.
all the speakers to get a beautiful message out of it, and just to be able to connect with other women,
mm-hmm.
Talk to them, get to know their story, and just empower, you know, each other.
Right.
So I am so looking forward to meet, you know, all the women that's
mm-hmm.
going to be there, and to be able to get a beautiful message, you know, out of the event. Absolutely.
Right, and that's what I do. That's why I'm doing this my 6th year. Doing it last
mm-hmm.
year, 2022, we was
mm-hmm.
in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it in Norfolk, Jersey. This year, we brought it to the Poconos. And
mm-hmm.
my goal, you know, because a couple of people
mm-hmm.
were like, why do you do this? Why did you do this?
Mm-hmm.
I got to go back to my story. Why did I start this from the first place?
No.
I wanted, my son passed away from leukemia. And it was time
mm-hmm.
for me to tell my story. I wanted to tell my story 6 years. I already done wrote the book. But I wanted
mm-hmm.
to tell my story. I wanted to talk about it
mm-hmm.
now. And I put on Facebook a post like, something like this. If anybody looking for a speaker, you know, I'm here, contact me, such, such, such. I would like to speak at your
mm-hmm.
next conference. And the lady hit
mm-hmm.
me up. She's going to be there. You're going to meet her. Her name is Tangie.
Oh.
She hit me up
oh.
and she was like, Shana, why is you asking people to be at their event, have your own event. I was like, what? She was like, have your own event.
Wow.
Invite women, invite people
wow.
to come to your event. And I was
mm-hmm.
lost because I was like, where do I start? Where do I go?
Start.
How do I do it? You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But she made a lot
mm-hmm.
of sense. She He made a lot of sense. And then when I said, I can do this. I told my husband, Kevin, I was like, I think I could do it. Now, this is the first time I never did nothing. I was like, I think I can do it. So then Tandy, I was like, well, Tandy, help me get the speakers. So she was like, Shauna, I'll come to you if you speak and tell your story about your son.
Wow.
And she all the way in South Carolina.
Wow.
She said, I'll come near. This is my first event now. She was like, I'll come. I'll help you out. But you have to talk about your son. And I was like, wow, I was nervous. Like, I was so nervous. And I was like, but I needed her to come near because she done gave me step by step on how to, what to do. And, you know, I needed her support. You understand what I'm saying? And she gave me that support. Yes, she gave me that support. And she came all the way from South Carolina. And
that is.
And I always tell this story because if it wasn't for her saying, Shauna, why are you asking people, have your own? She was like, get some women, people all over want to tell a story. You know, get some women, you know, put out a flyer and just get them to come and respond. And ever since then, 6 years ago, I've been doing the same thing. And I love it because I love bringing, it was, first it was about women, but now I'm making it about, you know, you can, your husband can come, I tell anybody, bring the men. Like my brother was like, they say women, why I say women? And it, I said, it's one man. Break it down. I said, now men can come. You understand? Let's just, you know, let's just open it for everybody because everybody got a story to tell. It's just that us as women, we speak about it. We talk about it more. You know, we talk about it more. So this Yana 23 is just going to be so amazing. This is my first time having it at Kalahari. And it's, it's just going to be so amazing. You know, I just can't wait. I'm excited. But Melanie, I can't wait till it's over because planning an event is a headache.
You know, I'm so excited, actually. I've been putting a lot of work to bring out something special for mom because it is, on May 14th, we celebrate all the all these beautiful moms. So I have had a project that has been on my heart for a couple of years. I really want to bring this out, and I thought that, you know, like you said, you know, you don't know where to start sometimes. I've been praying. Actually, I've been praying about this. I really wanted to share the gospel through my creativity. I've asked the Lord to guide me in this process and how I would be able to share his word with people, share a message of hope and faith. You know, I was actually scared and didn't really know what to do until, you know, I started to getting to get ideas on what to bring out. So this year, that's why I'm really excited to be at the, this event as well, because I'm actually launching my You Are Loved series. You Are Loved is inspired on 1 John 3, verse 1. We are all known and loved by God. I have got some ideas. I put together a couple of Mother's Day gift boxes.
I have designed, thank you.
Yes, I have designed, come up with a colorful design. I prayed about what Bible verses I need to bring out. So I put together a notebook, especially for moms, with encouragement and Bible verses of hope and faith. And I have some other personalized stuff in this series, like this box contains a notebook, scented candle, personalized pen, post-it notes,
Oh, wow. You went all out, huh?
Yeah, I went all out. I just posted.
But you know what, Melanie? They said your first impression. You got to do your first impression.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be launching, you know, these this series. And it's always, it's also available on my website. The website is www.itsdifferentdecor.com. So people will be able to find us at the event, but they can order their Mother's Day gift box if they want to have it shipped out. Earlier, they can order their box online on my website. Again, the website is www.itsdifferentdecor.com. So they can order their box online as well. But a couple of boxes will be available.
That's great.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That is so great. You see, and that's what I like.
Yeah.
And, that's what I like, you know. As us, and we all going to support everybody, you know, and and this is what it's all about, is networking and supporting.
Absolutely.
You know, and I had a lady on my show, I think she was on my, he came to my event, I can say 2 years or a year ago, and I asked her, do she still keep in contact with the people she met there? She was like, yeah. So that's what it's about. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you know, like you do design and you design home, you design personal items. Somebody might not, might be looking for that person to design, just say, a bag or something. You understand what I'm saying? Design something. And you're going to be there. Just like with Tandy, she got her production company, her magazine. You know, somebody might want to write a movie. Like I do, I want to do a movie. Like somebody might want to do a movie. If you write a book, I want to turn my book into a movie or a stage play. She can help me with that. You understand what I'm saying? So I think it's going to be a little bit of something for everybody there.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah,
course.
It's going to be a little bit of something for everybody. And everybody going to network because I'm going to have a seminar one. And it's going to be, I don't know where I want to have it in Atlanta City. I wanted to, what? COVID hit. I was going to have it down in Atlanta City, but COVID hit. So we did it virtual because everybody was doing virtual.
So we did it virtual.
Yeah, we did it virtual, and we didn't ever get a chance to go to Atlanta City. So maybe next year I might have it in Atlanta City. I might.
You never know.
Yeah, I never know. I just want to thank you again for supporting Yana 23. And like I said, don't get offended because it's not just about women anymore. You know, it's not just about women. You know, you could come and hopefully next year I have some men speakers. Because 6 years in a row has been all men. I mean,
it's
all women. Maybe some, you
it's
know,
about,
one man will come up and be like, I want to tell my story. And, you know, because they can, you know, a man can inspire another man, too, just like us women can inspire one another. You understand what I'm saying? So a man can do the same. They can do the same. They just don't talk like we talk. They just don't talk like we are talking. Let it out, you know. They just don't talk like us. But next year, when I when I plan again, I would love for some men to come on and speak too, you know. Let's combine it, you know. And everybody just come near. And I want to tell everybody now because I know I see a lot of y'all that's on that y'all register. You know, we coming here. Everybody coming here. But with a positive state of mind, no negativity at the door, no negativity nowhere in sight. You know, we want to be all positive, and we want to support and network with everybody, and listen and have respect for everybody, because respect is have respect for everybody. Because if y'all know me, Charnel, I will kick you out. And those who know me know that I will kick them out. But yeah, but, you know, I ain't never had no issues. So we all, you know, it's all about love and supporting and networking.
And support.
So, again, support. We have to do that. And that's why I bring every, you know what, Melanie, people coming from all over. People coming from Phoenix, Arizona. People coming from Georgia. People coming from upstate New York, You understand what I'm saying? People coming from the red carpet host. I don't know if you've seen my flyer, the red carpet host, Alicia. She's coming from Phoenix, Arizona. You understand what I'm saying? The Fisher girls, the entertainers, they coming from Maryland. You know, so people coming from all over. You know, people coming from all over. And that's what I love. Every year, people come from all over. Yes. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. And they don't have to do this. They don't have to come out and show their support and come to the Poconos. You know, and that's what I started off with earlier. It's all how you treat people.
Treat people.
How you treat people. You treat people, they'll come back. And I just love that I got the support system, and I just love it. And I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to meet everybody that I never met before.
This is going to be,
you know, people driving from upstate New York. You know, that's like, what, a two-hour, three-hour ride? Mm-hmm. That's a long ride.
Right.
People coming from South Carolina, too. South Carolina and North Carolina. You understand what I'm saying? So we got people, Yana 23 got people coming from all over the world. All over the world. You understand what I'm saying? Different states.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's what I like. And next year, it's going to be the bomb. But this year is going to be the bomb, and I just hope everybody just enjoy themselves and, you know, just come out to have a good time. That's all. We're going to have fun. You know, we're going to have fun. COVID had us locked down for a long time. And now it's time to get out.
It's time to get out
and show off our crafts.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, get inspired, you know?
Inspire,
talk to people, you know? Get to know their story.
Because you never know where I'm going to have it at. You never know. The lady, she asked me to have it in Arizona. You never know where I'm going to have it at next year. Everybody gonna have to start saving. Everybody gonna have to start saving who wanna be there. But before I let you go, you know, for those who not gonna make it to Yana, let people know that how they can get in touch with you and how can if they wanna purchase your items. How can they do that? So get them your website again, your social media page. You know, give it all to them.
Okay, so like I said, I'm based in Toby Hanna in Mount Pocono, but of course, social media is, you know, the way of communicating these days. So I am on Facebook on It's Different Decor is the name of my page. I am on Instagram under the name of It's Different Decor. They can go on to my Instagram. I post stories and post every day. I am on TikTok on the same page as well. It's Different Decor. Or they can visit my website. It's www.differentdecor.com. They can always send me a DM or a PM through Facebook or Instagram to make an inquiry about an event that they're about to have or fill out the inquiry form on the website. Email me at itsdifferentdecor@gmail.com. And if they want to get in touch on a personal, my phone is 570-223-3670. So on all of the social media or text or call, you know, on the website, I am available and ready to serve you.
That's right, but let me ask you a question because this lady just inboxed me. She want to know, could you spell it? Spell your Facebook
page. The website?
Page.
Sure. Yeah, of course. It's Different Decor is ItsDifferentDecor.
Okay, thank you for saying that. Because she was like, I hope she got it. She ain't write me back, but she asked me could you spell it for, like spell it out.
Yeah, you want me to repeat it?
Yeah, you can repeat it. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so it's different decor. It's spelled out ISDIFFERENTDECOR. Okay, so that is the name of my Facebook page, Instagram, TikTok, and the name of the website. It's differentdecor.com.
Okay, yeah, I got that. I hope y'all got that, Different Decor and the website. And Melanie, thank you so much. Now, I want you to leave with a message. Do you have anything to say to anybody or anything to say, period, before I let you go?
Sure. We face so much challenges these days. So, it's the best thing to try to be kind to each other, try to understand with each other, try to be patient and be a listening ear to somebody. You never know what somebody is dealing with. Try to share some love, some courage, and be an inspiration for people. And I share the same thoughts on what you said. Just treat people right and, it'll come back to you one way or the other.
All right.
So love, share, love and positivity, in a world that we're already facing so much challenges. It makes a big difference, to be kind to somebody because you never know what somebody's going through. I hope to meet a lot of people at the event too next week. I'd love to meet you as well. And I hope
me
to
too.
Be able to share, a lot of positivity with everybody I'm meeting. So I can't wait.
Yes.
I want to thank
you
to Chanel for having me, to give me this opportunity to come on your show. To talk a little bit of my business, myself, and I appreciate this opportunity. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But she did hit me back. She said it's different. She said the core, not at the end of it. She said it's different, and she said something about it's a pink profile. Let's say we provide unique custom made party decoration details.
Exactly. Yes. Different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she said it's different. She said decor, not
okay.
But thank you for shouting that out, Lisa, because she did say it's different. But thank you. But everybody, just go to It's Different on Facebook and the website. Just say the website one more time.
Okay. So the website's name is www.itsdifferentdecor.com.
Yeah, I hear that. Okay. Thank you. And thank you so much. And I can't wait to meet you on the phone.
Likewise. Me too. Thanks again.
All right.
Now.
Thank you. Enjoy your night. Thanks.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Let's Talk 2 podcast. Thank you so much. I appreciate everyone for tuning in. And if you didn't register, it's too late. But please still show your support. Thank you again. Let's Talk 2 podcast. And see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Talk 2 podcast with author Sharnell Williams. Tune in next time every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to live, laugh, and love.